Jesus offered the woman at the well living water, transforming her life from barrenness to a rich harvest. England, my home country, is facing drought while I'm here in Israel and occupied Palestine. Back home, water is not often a big issue, whereas here it is a matter of daily concern for many Palestinians. As Israel has occupied more of the land with illegal settlements and for agriculture, they have also occupied the natural water resources of Palestinians, who are then denied access to physical life-giving water. Palestinian lands are dry and barren compared to those of Israel, who can water their gardens, trees and agricultural lands. Palestinian water supply in urban areas is capped. In rural communities, Palestinians are forbidden from connecting to the piped water supply, which supplies the nearby settlements with as much water as they need, 24 hours a day. Consequently, Palestinians consume on average 73 litres of water a day per person. That's well below the World Health Organization's recommended daily amount of 100 litres per capita. In reality, it's much lower than this due to leaks in the supply chain or in Bedouin communities on the edge of the desert where access to water is an even more acute problem. In contrast, an average Israeli uses more than three times as much. That's 300 litres per day. Palestinians also pay four times as much for water as Israelis, but accessing it is as difficult as often they have to travel to collect it, in a tank towed on a vehicle, which may mean crossing a checkpoint or using a vehicle that's illegal according to Israeli military orders, especially in Area C. In some of the poorest communities, water expenses can at times make up half, that's half of a family's monthly income. From 1967, Israel has also prohibited Palestinians from building water structures by making a permit necessary and then just not granting them. Rainwater collection is even prohibited, and often water systems on Palestinian land are demolished because there is no permit. A drought in England may be inconvenient as we can't water our lawns, but here it is a matter of life and death, as crops that need water can no longer be grown and livestock are disposed of due to the cost of water and fodder. This is not Christ's vision of the kingdom of heaven. Revelation 21:6 tells us that God says, "To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Pray with me that Israel may grant access to adequate water for Palestinians as part of their responsibility as an occupying power under international law. Pray also for this holy land, that it may know the transforming living water of justice and peace, discovered as we live more fully in the love of God.